117 is the time. Right now, we do a segment called Ask a Blank, where we've asked a pilot all the stuff that an anonymous pilot, where you could ask him, and then we've asked assorted people, you know, interesting things, and there's that nothing...
They've either led interesting lives or had interesting things happen to them, and obviously, the person that's on our phone line now, Steve Ledke, has certainly done that. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you today, sir?
Good. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Now, Steve is was a passenger on the Costa Concordia, the ship that has made world news this week, and because 1 week ago today, off the coast of Italy, it basically ran into some rocks and has found itself listing and sitting sideways right now as it is in the Mediterranean. It's a pretty serious disaster, and Steve was on board that ship. I guess 1 week later, we'll go backward and we'll start at the beginning, but 1 week later, how are you feeling right now about what happened?
Well, with all the news, it just keeps coming back to haunt you kind of here after all that we've been through. And it's hard to believe it's been a week already.
Yeah, I imagine time certainly flies. I guess let's just start at the beginning, Steve. Start with maybe your attitude as you were boarding the ship and just, I don't know if you've been on a cruise before, but how it felt, what it thought, what you did in the what turned out to be two and a half hours before the ship struck ground.
Well, we have been on quite a few cruises, Kat, my wife, Catherine, and I, and we were just anxious. We hadn't been to this part of Europe, and we were just we've both been working hard, so we just took some vacation time, looking forward to a relaxing 7 days. And the 2.5 hours before this happened, we were just kind of making ourselves familiar with the ship, as it was quite a large ship, and we were just kind of trying to get. As it turned out, we were at dinner when they hit the rock, and we were still kind of trying to find our way around this boat at that time.
This is Steve Ledke, survivor of the cruise ship disaster in Italy. You guys were sitting down for dinner. I'm assuming this was your first meal. What exactly happened? Was it obvious that I read somewhere that you heard some announcements that things are okay or some minor problem, but you guys felt a shudder, and it was obvious from your point of view that things were very wrong very quickly, yes?
That's correct. We were sitting around the table and meeting. There was another American couple and a couple from Canada. We were just idle chit-chat, and all of a sudden we felt and heard a thud, and you could the whole ship shook, and within a minute the glasses and stuff were spilling, and then they were falling off the tables, and it listed dramatically to the other side of the boat as the way it is now. It listed to the left, and all the tables and stuff were flying towards me it was just hard to describe. Everything was flying. The people were getting up and slipping and sliding because the floor was slippery. My wife was trying to help some elderly get to some safety. And then I was stuck between two tables that slid to the left side of the dining room because of the listing of the boat. And then the lights went out.
And was all that basically immediate when you felt that first impact? Did you know that something was clearly, clearly wrong? I mean,
yeah.
The tables, glasses, everything basically flying in pandemonium, was that right after contact with the rock?
Absolutely. Somebody asked, my wife was talking to another interviewer this morning, and said they heard it was a half an hour after. No, it was immediately after. And then we're in the darkness, then the lights came on again, and they said, well, don't worry, this is just an electrical problem. And the American couple that we had met and ourselves knew that it was more than an electrical problem, and we proceeded to the outside. We happened to be on the deck where the lifeboats are, so we just went to where the lifeboats were at that time.
Obviously, you know, the Titanic is the first thing that comes to mind, and anybody that has, you know, seen the movie, it seems like that is ancient history. And with technology today, you think that these things aren't ever going to happen. But how realistic was what we saw in the motion picture versus what you lived through? Was there panic immediately? Were people acting completely, you know, as if their lives were in danger and in doubt?
Yes, there was panic, and the fact that I mentioned we were in dining room, and once the lights went on and off and came back on again, no staff was to be had. Everybody that worked there disappeared. So when you talk about panic, there was nobody to control the crowd or to help anybody. It was every man for themselves.
Wow.
This is the Cirque du Soleil show. We have Steve Ledke on. He was on the ship Costa Concordia that obviously is making world news. Let me ask you this. Now, we'll get into what turns out to be even the weirder part of the controversy here in a second, but how long was it after the impact that that announcements were being made of any kind? And then is it true that the announcements being made were, please return to your cabins, which ultimately turned out to maybe be a fatal decision for some of the people who did?
That's correct. The only one we could understand was in English was that there's electrical problem, and then we went to the lifeboat and we stayed there for a while, and some of the Italian people that were waiting told us that one of the overhead announcements was to proceed to your room or the theater. It was not in English, but they told us what it said, translated it for us. And obviously that was not the right thing to do.
Wow. So please just walk us through how you did proceed. Did you consider returning to your cabin? And then did you basically try to find where the lifeboats are and realize that you were going to be abandoning the ship?
Well, when we went to, it was the starboard side of the boat. At that time it was actually the high side because it first listed to the port or the left side. So we proceeded out there and there were lifeboats right there. And beyond the lifeboat, we didn't know where we were at. Beyond the lifeboat, you could see up above the lifeboat, you could see lights from a house that was up on the hill. And you could, from that, even though it was pitch dark out, you could see that we were only a few hundred feet from shore, thankfully. And I thought, well, everybody's going to get off this boat alive.
God.
Wow. We're with Steve Ledke, the cruise ship survivor from Italy. How did you get into a lifeboat? Is that the way you guys got off?
This American and I... all these people were lined up behind with us for this lifeboat, and there was no crew. So we opened up the gate and we went in to see if we can get the lifeboat ready. And at that time, an employee showed up and kicked us off the lifeboat, told us there's nothing wrong and not to worry. From the time we got to the lifeboat to when we got off, it was now the boat had gone from listing to the left to being level, and now it was continuing to list to the right until it tipped over later that night. So we were kicked off the boat, lifeboat once, and it got worse, it tipping more, and the boat lights were going on and off, and people were collecting behind us. We gathered all the families with young children in front of the group so that they could get on the boat first. Again, there was no crew. And then it was getting more severe, the list, and so we went back on the boat, and again, another employee showed up and told us to get off, and he took his life jacket off, so there's no problem. And then finally, after we figured an hour and a half, although some reports say 70-plus minutes, but it was that hour and a half, it seemed like, that they finally called abandoned ship. And then everything got even more chaotic with lights going on and off. People were clamoring for a place to go. We opened the gate and left young families in first, and then there was nobody from the crew, although all of a sudden three of them showed up to get on the boat, I think maybe for their own safety, but they did not help anybody. People were running on or getting on the boat. They didn't help anybody, count anybody. No crowd control. We didn't want to have it. We wanted everybody to get on the boat, but it said 150 people on the boat. And then we were well over 200, probably 250. And then they finally figured out that maybe it was too much weight, so they separated the boat from the ship, and there was a big, huge, and we dropped rather dramatically. We thought we were going to just drop to the water because we had too much weight in there, but it caught, and then we slowly got a controlled drop to the water.
Wow. Again, Steve Ledke, passenger on the Costa Concordia ship that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea 1 week ago today. What are the first thoughts and words that come to your mind when I say the name Captain Francesco Schettino?
Well, I don't think I can say those, although it is a sports channel, but I don't think I can say what I'm thinking.
He is the captain of that ship that rumors and truths are both flying this week as far as his role in this. What's been pieced together is that he was taking what turned out to be ultimately fatal and unsafe line with the cruise ship, and he may have been doing it to show off. He may have even been doing it to show off to a young lady who was on the deck that shouldn't have been. And some rumors even say that he was seen having glasses of wine shortly before the impact with the rock happened. Have you heard these rumors, and what are your thoughts?
Yes, I've also heard that he ordered a dinner after we hit the rock.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I heard that he helped navigate the boat into safety. You know, once we went out to the lifeboat, and you could see the lights above from house up above the hill, that boat did not move. That was stuck. He didn't maneuver anything. Thankfully, we were on a spot where it couldn't sink any faster. If you're looking at the way that boat was damaged, if we'd been out any farther, we would have sunk probably within 20 minutes. And with the incompetent staff, things would have been disastrous. At least they had a shelf so it didn't sink completely.
I also read that this captain apparently found himself quite conveniently in one of the lifeboats long before many or, hell, all of the passengers were off. He claims as he was heroically trying to help people in the lifeboats, he slipped and fell into a lifeboat that he couldn't then get out of because of the listing of the ship.
Yeah, and then and Jay Leno last night, they said he slipped and fell into a taxi, too, and when he got to shore.
I
don't normally laugh at Leno, but I'll give him that one.
I think his, and once his first and second in command were also in the same lifeboat, I think that makes the trip and fall excuse go right out of the window.
Ironically, when we got in the lifeboat and got into the water, the driver of the boat introduced himself. He says, "I'm the first officer of this boat, and you're lucky to have me here." And he's the one that drove us to shore.
What was the mood like on the lifeboat? I mean, was it full first off and
over shock? You know, when we're looking back. We're looking back at the boat, and the front of the boat is full of people looking, you know, for a way to get off the boat and stuff, you know. And they hadn't called a mayday yet, and it was probably another hour before a helicopter showed up. And talking about these lifeboats, while we're waiting that hour and a half, one of the lifeboats to the left, the door didn't open, so you couldn't get in the lifeboat. And then another one, the chain was rusted, so that it wasn't lowering down. So it was just like it was just like everything was going wrong that could go wrong.
Wow. Well, we do thank you for your time today. 4,200 total people are on the boat, and the death toll is, I believe, as of this morning, up to 12.
Very happy that you made it out.
With 20 people missing.
Thank you so much.
Last question, Steve, right before we let you go. I mean, obviously appreciate your mortality in a situation like that, and do you look back at a decision of you could have run left down a hallway, or you and your wife could have taken a left or a right, and it could have been a decision that that theoretically ended your life? I mean, is that something that you're struggling
with? That's exactly right. Neither of us thought about going back to our room. So many people, because we had nothing, we didn't have anything, wallet, cameras, or anything. We were just going to go back to our room. Neither of us thought about getting our possessions. You know, we can replace those, but the people that went back and then also were directed back, those are the people that had troubles. We, you know, didn't even think once, twice about going back to our room. That's not important.
Steve Ledke, survivor of the Costa Condoria, thank you so much for your time today, sir. We appreciate
it,
man.
Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You too.
I know.
Wow, huh?
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that I just can't process.
Do you even think the modern cruise ship vacationer considers...
No, absolutely not.
Maybe the furthest back of your mind you think about it, but...
That's what I was getting to about the movie. And, I mean, I know that's the obvious thing to think about, but we've come so far from being this egotistical human being, you know, human race that thinks we can build something that kind of...
Right.
Now we actually really believe that without having to put it in headlines that this is the unsinkable ship. We just kind of assume that we're beyond that. We're not going to be running into icebergs or rocks.
Yeah.
And it happened. It's
terrifying.
Nuts.
All right. Well, that was Steve Ledke. Very cool to get a chance to talk to him.